the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Hillary Clinton wants to hit back hard at Donald Trump. Donald Trump called her a stinking liar today.
Mm-hmm. Called her a world-class liar.
World-class liar, okay. Although he was so... It's such a different sounding Trump when he's reading.
It really is. It's much more a message, and I suppose, there are fewer landmines that he steps on.
The self-destruct button, he doesn't keep rubbing up against that like he often does, and then,
Did you say that?
So she was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and she spoke about her economic policy, saying that Trump is lashing out at her and the Clinton Foundation because he has no answers of his own other than building a wall.
He just continues to spout reckless ideas that will run up our debt and cause another economic crash. I'm here today to offer an alternative. I have a clear vision for the economy, and it's this. We need to make sure our economy works for everyone.
Okay.
And yet when they do polls, people actually think that the economy would be in safer hands under Donald Trump.
I know.
And a new one today from Bloomberg, investor confidence, Trump beats Clinton. Amazing to think that. That's what's happening. 60% to
33%. Well, I'll tell you why. They had two words for it, Elizabeth Warren. A lot of people in the banking industry and in the investment industry, they look at Elizabeth Warren because she's basically said, well, we're going to try to tax you out of existence. And they don't seem to understand there is a problem. And he articulated this in his speech today, and he articulated it well because it was written for him. Because this guy shouldn't be allowed to have a free thought. So if we just want to elect a guy who's just about about somebody else's thoughts, then that's the right guy. But when it's his own thoughts, look out.
But isn't that what we become accustomed to with candidates, that these are carefully manufactured thoughts that are not necessarily their own?
Right. But we know that his thoughts are so different than the manufactured thoughts.
That's true.
We don't know what we'd actually get, right? So the difference is that he made the point that when it comes to banking and investments, Democrats are not particularly good at creating market space that allows the markets to act like they would naturally act. And then they try to sit on markets and then the markets are free flowing and capital moves like weather systems. It moves, it's high pressure to low pressure. And so, high pressured markets where there's a lot of restrictions, the air goes to lower pressure. And Democrats have to realize that that's a reality, and they've already seen it. And that's one of the reasons that the jobs have left America.
But the Wall Street collapse happened under Republicans, so it sort of swings the other way if you go that way. And it feels as if neither party has gotten this really figured out in terms of regulation
But Dodd-Frank led to it. And Dodd-Frank Dodd and Frank, Chris Dodd and Barney Frank. Thank you. I'm going to do that for you. And those were Democrats, and that came in under a Democratic administration. So, I mean, that's the no one was watching the hen house here properly.
Oh, that's true.
Except for the wolves.
Absolutely, they were watching.
So that was a problem. And I know that sounds contradictory because you want to have regulation, but you also have to have smart regulation.
Absolutely.
And nobody was doing it smart. I think is the point. All right, wait, here she is one more time.
Now, look, I know Donald hates it when anyone points out how hollow his sales pitch really is. And I guess my speech yesterday must have gotten under his skin because right away he lashed out on Twitter with outlandish lies and conspiracy theories, and he did the same in his speech today. Now, think about it. He's going after me personally because he has no answers on the substance.
Although I do think that Hillary Clinton's speeches lately have been characterized by going after him almost entirely, and instead of talking about her own situation and what she'll do for the country. And this is kind of what it's become.
Yes. Well, and so checking in at
number four.
Here was Donald Trump going after Hillary Clinton and appealing to the Bernie Sanders voters.
The insiders wrote the rules of the game to keep themselves in power and in the money. That's why we're asking Bernie Sanders voters to join our movement. So together we can fix the system for all Americans. So important.
So important, okay?
And a lot of people say, what? Would Bernie Sanders supporters really support Trump? The Bloomberg poll out today said 22% say they currently would vote for Trump over Hillary Clinton. 55% said they would, in fact, back Clinton. It just seems so low to me about the number that would back Clinton.
We'll take you, okay?
That poll. Gosh, what a strange election.
But then Bernie Sanders went on C-SPAN, where more people will listen to it now than saw it on the, you know, all across the nation by a factor of 10 to say this.
Well, I suspect he ain't going to get too many of those people. You know what? I think the vast majority of the people who voted for me understand that Donald Trump in a dozen different ways is literally unfit to be president of the United States. And it's not only his views on the issues, you know, wanting to give hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the top 0.2% by repealing the estate tax, thinking that in a Republican debate he talked about wages in America being too high, but mostly his making bigotry the cornerstone of his campaign.
Well, you know, it is interesting because he did say that about, he did say that the wages are too high, and then today in his speech it was the system is rigged and it's too low. Maybe people should get more money. I got to buy you people, too, just like the Democrats tried to, okay?
Bernie Sanders said that it doesn't appear that he is going to be the nominee, so he made that an admission today.
No. That's right. It appears now that I am not going to be your nominee for president of the United States, but I will say this. This what? Donald Trump is a real mashugana.
But he hasn't backed Hillary Clinton yet, so why not, Bernie?
She, I will tell you right now, reminds me of my Aunt Maida, who was not a very, very nice woman. She is dead now, so I can talk about her with impunity.
Sure. He also has a convention wish list that he would like the Democrats to take.
But I'm saying now I am not going to endorse Hillary, but I do hope that the Shiksa does beat this guy.
All right. What? Thank you, Bernie.
I don't know what's going on there. No. All right. Let's find out what's happening with Violetta Pondermatic of the WGN Traffic Trouble Spot. So Violetta wants to throw Bernie down a well right now, I think is what's happening.
No, I don't.
Yes. I know you feel the burn. Top five. Oh.
I got one more thing. Yep. With Chicago Tribune Sports Plus, you can relive the best moments of the game anytime you want. Start your 30-day trial. ChicagoTribune.com/SportsPlus.
Top five of five continues checking in at
number three.
Ah, the Bulls have traded Derrick Rose to the New York Knicks. That had been talked about. It doesn't really matter what they got in return because people no one's ever heard of. Robin Lopez, Jose Calderon, Jerrion Grant, who is Horace Grant's nephew. Oh. That's his most famous. That's his claim to fame.
Goggles.
Now they find themselves, former Knicks and current Bulls general manager Gar Foreman says that this is a tough move for them.
It's always difficult when you're going to trade somebody like Derrick Rose. And Derrick obviously has meant quite a bit to this team, to this organization, and to this city. And we're very thankful with everything Derrick brought to the table.
Okay,
but did you call Derrick Rose before?
Yeah, I couldn't. I tried to get Derrick. It went right to voicemail. We tried several times. So I ended up just talking to BJ. For quite a while. We're going to talk to Derrick a little bit later. But the sense I got is that Derrick, you know, will be excited about New York.
BJ is the
BJ Armstrong, yes. Former Bull, his agent, Derrick Rose's agent.
So, but, you know, again, I think this is an ideal time to deal Rose. Before the draft, it opens things up tomorrow night when the Bulls have the 14th pick. They're not forced to go a certain way, so sheds his contract. It flips the page on the season, and you move forward from this, because the past few seasons, it's just been a weight on this entire roster.
Yeah.
He has, Derrick Rose.
Right.
I mean, because of some of the things he's done off the court, and obviously because he hasn't helped on the court as well. And, you know, you try to get him back into the groove and back to leading, and it's, you know, stopping playing time from other players and stopping them from playing a certain way.
Do you think Gar Foreman called Derrick Rose's cell phone and got,
"The number you have reached is no longer in service."
Because he left a voicemail?
Yeah, because he...
Hi, it's me.
Right, hey, it's Gar.
Gar again here. Yeah, we need to talk, Derek. Haven't heard from you in a while. Hope the knee's doing okay.
Yeah, how you feeling?
You been to New York before,
yes.
Derek?
Yeah, do you like Broadway? Have you seen Hamilton?
He can deliver the pizza over there now. Isn't he like the spokesman for Giordano's?
Oh, he is.
Derek
oh,
yeah. is?
That's
good call.
A good point, yeah.
Yeah, he
call.
Is.
Aww.
The Zaw. Aww.
Getting Zaw in New York for Rose.
Aww. All right. checking in at
number two.
LeBron James went full Richard Pryor during his speech at the Cavaliers Championship Parade, shocking fans and giving TV censors heart attacks.
What are you saying? What do you do?
Take it away.
For some crazy ass reason, I believe like I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like game four. All over again, I'm like, he down 2-1 still. I seen a lot of things when there's like LeBron James makes 6 straight finals appearances. Well, James Jones made 6 straight as well. Timo is in the lobby, and I swear, it looked like I seen like the biggest human being I've ever seen in my life. I looked at Griff, he said, he's a big mother.
Hello.
RJ, man, like you said, your first 2 years going to the finals, me and you being on our Olympic team in 04, which was a show, I told you in the 2000 Olympics that in order for us to win a gold medal, you had to be our anchor in the interior. And you looked at me like, man, you don't know me. Shut the up. I love all of y'all. And
all right, enough. Cut it out. Yeah, all right.
What a speech.
What?
Tell us what you really think.
What?
I don't think he's slept since Game 7 on Sunday.
Apparently not.
His voice is rasping.
Mm-hmm. There's like little kids and parents' shoulders. Look, first time in daddy's life that Cleveland has won a championship. And Cleveland is a very devout sports town, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they love the Indians. They love the Browns. They love the Cavs. And then here's the guy, their hero, their hometown hero, that came back and he's like, "Hey, I tell you what." Sort of like,
we learned some new words today, kids.
Oh, kids! So, and the kids are trying. The dads are trying to hold their kids' ears.
Earmuffs, kids. Earmuffs.
Yeah, earmuffs. Right now, that's mommy and daddy's word. That is not
special.
That's
words.
LeBron's word. That's special words. You can't use those words. But come on, man.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you're in a crowd. There were thousands of people there.
First title in 52 years for that city.
I know, and God bless them. I'm thrilled for Cleveland. I really am.
LeBron drops all of that
F-bombs. You're only got an MF-er. No, kids.
Do you think Derrick Rose will ever come back and win a championship here and come home?
Good one.
Finally.
No? Never?
No.
Number
all right, just checking.
One.
Is her mic still on? Now, here's an early edition of News or Ruse. We're playing that tomorrow at 5:40. But listen to this. This is a news clip from WREG in Memphis, Tennessee.
And a woman is wanted in Memphis for stealing a stripper pole, and police need your help finding her. The pole is worth about $400. This is a look at the woman. It's from a surveillance camera. Right now, police aren't saying where it was stolen from or when, but if you know this woman, you're asked to call police.
Oh, my word. Where did we say that was? Did we say?
That is in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis?
Yes. All right.
That makes the news.
Yes, a woman steals a stripper pole, and it's like an all-call. That's the kind of thing that goes on in Memphis. Here, 45 people are shot in an hour, and they go, and now here on the news, we are looking for this lady
sad.
Who stole a stripper pole.
They're lucky that's all they have to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.